Hey, what's going on? What's going on, family? How you doing today? So this is Al, Elegant Body Magic Get On Boss Podcast, right? So today I'm doing a rant. You know, I've been thinking about you. You know, listen, I've been thinking about you. Look at me. I can see you. Even though you're hearing this audio right now, I can see you, you know, and I really want to talk to you about something that's been on my mind for you. Okay. And I want to talk to you about something that we already mentioned to you on this podcast. And it's about pain. I want to talk to you about pain today. Yeah, I'm talking about you. I'm going to explain to you why you've been struggling for years to get the ideal body that you want. Yeah, I'm talking about you. Listen, look at me. I can see you. The main reason why you don't have the body that you want right now, you don't have the abs that you want, you don't have the chiseled arms that you want. Yeah, they look average. You're not shutting down the beaches yet. You're not shutting down the gyms yet. Okay, the main reason you still allowing your girlfriend, ex-girlfriend, ex-wife, ex-husband, ex-boyfriend, the reason why you haven't shitted on them yet, because I know that's what you want to do. You want to get back at them by having the ideal body. Trust me, I've been there and succeeded at it and failed at it. The main reason why you, and I'm talking about you listening to this right now. Yeah, I'm talking about you. The main reason why you have not created the ideal body that you want to get back at whoever you're trying to get back at, to just feel the way that you want to feel or whatever it is for you, is because of pain. You haven't had enough pain yet, man. You have not had enough pain yet in your life to change and do what's necessary. So I'm thinking, I'm like, well, shit, maybe you need to go through the bad breakup and find out that the reason why she broke up with you or he broke up with you is because your ass was too fucking fat. Yeah, this is a rant. This is my rant. Excuse my language, but I mean, you need pain to drive you to change. Maybe you need to go through it. Maybe you need to go through the bad breakup because your ass, you know, won't do what's necessary in the gym, and then the girl or the woman tell you, you know, like, you just unhealthy. You know, maybe you need to feel the pain of that bad breakup, the pain of the woman or man separating from you because of your health. Either because you don't have the body or you're not creating healthy habits. Maybe you need to feel that pain for you to change. I know I had to. Do you know what it's like for a man or woman to treat you like shit just because they know that you are not in the ideal shape? Because I'm telling you right now, I've been skinny, looking terrible. I never really looked terrible. I'm not trying to be cocky, but I have the genetics where even when I'm skinny, I could never really look terrible. I'm still sexy, to keep it real with you. But in my own mind, and I don't say that arrogantly, it just is what it is. It's my genetics. But in my own mind, if I'm not really built, I don't look 100% acceptable to myself, because I know I can look when I'm on point. On boss is what we say, right? But I know what it's like to really be skinny. I'm telling you, and not be ideal in the gym. Women and, you know, women to men, men treat you differently. And when women treat you differently, when you're actually a boss or a queen out here, when you're a queen boss or a gym boss in that gym, meaning your body is on top shape, these people, the opposite sex, treat you differently. You don't get as much shit when you're a goddamn boss out here, when you're a goddamn god. Meaning abs is perfect, arms is perfect, back is perfect. I'm not talking about no average shit. Go look at my photos and videos, Elegant Body Magic. Okay? And even what you see, I'm not even satisfied with that. It's two levels up. I can go higher than that. So I know the pain of people treating me, women treating me terrible because my body wasn't on point, or my finances wasn't on point, or whatever. But in this specific podcast, we talking about fitness. All I'm saying is that you haven't experienced enough pain, man. That's why your ass haven't moved. That's why your ass not doing what it takes to really turn up in the gym. You're just doing average ass shit. That's why your body not gonna change. I'm trying to tell you why. Yeah, I'm talking about you. It's because you haven't experienced enough pain yet, man. Shit, you trying to avoid the pain. But you need to experience that pain. Usually people in the gym to have a different encounter with the opposite sex. Yeah, I know you a lot of people and say, yeah, I'm in here for my health, you know, or I'm just trying to, man, come on. You want to get laid. Let's just keep this shit real. You know, maybe you need to experience the pain of taking off your shirt, or for that man to see your garbage ass stomach, or for the dude, you know, for the woman to think you in shape because you got a goddamn workout shirt on. Then you take it off and she look at you like and have sex with you one time, and then you don't hear from her anymore. And you're like, damn, what happened? It's because your ass look like shit when you took your clothes off. Maybe you need to experience that pain, because I'm telling you, when you a god out here with the fitness, men treat you differently. They worship the ground you walk on even more than they do now. You think people worshiping you. You know, your ass look average, or you out of shape right now. You may just have some money or some possessions. You know, you have nice women and nice men dealing with you. But I'm telling you, when you get this body on point, it's a different kind of experience, man. I'm talking about when you really get the ideal body you want, because I've had it 2 or 3 times now, maybe 4 or 5 times. But I'm telling you right now, you don't have the ideal body because you haven't experienced enough pain to help you move, to actually lift those heavy weights, to do the reps. You know what to do. You know what to do. You know exactly how many reps you got to do. You know exactly what you got to do for your diet. Come on, man. Don't bullshit me. Yeah, I'm talking about you. I can see you. Listen. You know exactly what to do, man. Or woman. You know what to do, but your ass haven't experienced enough fucking pain to cause you to do what's necessary. But me, I experienced that pain. I know what it's like to be skinny as fuck. People calling me scrawny. Women calling me scrawny. And treating me like shit because I didn't have the ideal body. But when I got that fucking body, listen to me, when I got that body, they worshiped the ground that I walked on, because the other dudes they were dealing with was not at that level of fitness. You hear me? It's a great feeling, man. It's a great feeling. Especially from, you know, dealing with women. Because usually dudes worship women all the time. But when you really get your body on point, when you're in the top 1% or 0.1%, you know, these women and these men out here, they treat you differently, man. And it's like, even in relationships, like, because they know what you have is not average. It's unique. So I'm just telling you right now why you've been struggling, man. All I'm saying is you're trying to avoid the pain. You're trying to avoid the pain. The pain that you're avoiding is the pain that your ass needs to experience to help you get the change in your life, is what I'm telling you. It's kind of counterintuitive. Like, you're putting on fitness shirts, workout clothes to kind of cover up your average ass mindset to not take your body to the next level. You're trying to cover up. But shit, you need to put on instead of putting on the leggings, ladies, to cover up your cellulite, to cover up your fucking, you know, saggy ass thighs or whatever, or saggy ass arms, even dudes listening right now. Maybe you need to go put on a regular ass shirt. Well, people can see that your ass is really fat, or that your ass is really skinny or out of shape, putting on workout clothes to cover shit up. You need to expose it so you can feel the pain of people staring at you like, damn, I thought she was fit and her ass fat. I see the cellular light in her legs. You need to stop covering that shit up, and you need to expose it, because it's going to give you pain, the pain to propel you to move forward, to do what you need to do in the gym. That's just my rant today. The same pain that you're trying to escape is the pain that you need to experience and feel from other people laughing at you, downing you, joking you, or whatever it is. You need to experience the pain that you're trying to run from. Same pain you're trying to run from is the pain you need to experience, because that's the only, that energy and that embarrassment feeling that you have is the pain that's going to push you forward to get the body that you want. Don't ask me how I know. I know from experience. So I just thought I'd share that with you. I'm not going to be long. You know, hit the like button, subscribe, share this with somebody. I appreciate you listening. Elegant Body Magic, Get On Boss podcast. You know, just my rant today. I'm just saying that, you know, it's something about pain. You know, whoever created this world, however we really got here or whatever, like, it, the pain is necessary. And we're just talking about fitness right now because, you know, we got relationships. You know, you have finances, but right now we're just talking about fitness. You know, the same pain that you're running from is the pain that you need to experience to get the change that you want with your body. All right. So this is Al, man. Elegant Body Magic, Get On Boss podcast. Hit the like button, you know, subscribe, share. Just remember that you're a champion because you choose to be. All right. Be great.